humour hounds, the game's afoot. Join us for a jolly jaunt across the landscape of laughter, giving no quarter in our quixotic quest for a quota of quirks and comedy in At Home with the Hardys. Mr. and Mrs. Hardy and their friends Paul and Caroline have reached that age when the fripperies and flummeries of their salad days must be tossed aside and the mature responsibilities of adult life must be faced, especially when there's a family to think of.
Now then, sweet pea, we'll just give you your bath and then put your little jim-jams on and tuck you into bed, oh.
Kit, I'm not tired. And besides, we've got important matters to discuss.
Oh, now who's the big, bad, bald baby boy who won't take his bath?
Stop it, kid. Don't be preposterous. You know perfectly well my birth night is tomorrow. Now then, I expect you're wondering why we're all gathered here.
Not really. We live here. Don't we, Patty Joe?
Exactly. And I've called this family conference because I feel there are matters to discuss that have a bearing on the future of the household.
Oh, do you hear that, Patty Joe? Daddy's going to make a speech.
Now, look, I don't want to be morbid, but we have to face the fact that, well, I'm not going to be here forever.
Oh, good. We want to watch Blind Date in a half an hour.
Yeah! Be serious. What I mean is we have to consider what would happen to the family if anything were to happen to me.
Well, there'd be one less mouth to feed.
Oh, fine. Well, I won't leave a will, then.
Oh, honey, you don't need to make a will. Nobody in your family ever dies.
Well, as it happens, Paul and Caroline are coming round to certify that I'm of sound mind.
Are they in any position to judge?
Hello, Paul.
Good evening, sir. Could I take a few moments of your time to tell you about the joyful news revealed in the scriptures that all unbelievers will be stir-fried in eternal damnation? There will be a great wailing of harpoons and flossing of teeth. The veil of the temple will be rent-controlled. Darkness at noon, tea at 3:30.
Paul, what are you talking about?
Well, you asked me to come around and be a witness.
No, that sort of witness. Come in.
Hi, Paul. Grab a spade. Jeremy's already.
Oh, for God's sake, you two. Stop being so childish. I am trying to take a mature adult approach to the matter of having tea with Jesus. Now, where's Caroline?
Oh, yeah. She said she'd be a bit late. They're having a sensitivity workshop down at the Traffic Wardens Glee Club. She's just what you want, Jezza. Public official, legal experience, the perfect witness. Oh, that'll be her now.
Jeremy is innocent. I saw everything, Your Honour. He's led a stainless life and always been kind to his mother.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm determined to make this will if it's the last thing I do. Well, if you're not prepared to witness it, I'll get Mr. Larby downstairs to do it.
Oh, that stuck-up old fart.
Well, if my wife and my two best friends won't help, it doesn't look like I've got much choice.
Doesn't Jeremy hate Mr. Larby? Everyone else does.
Oh, Jeremy does too. He's just too British to say so. Somebody could shove a pineapple up his butt and he'd still see their side of it.
You know, I don't know how Jezza can bear to talk to that stingy old scroat. Do you know, I bet he's got so much money under his mattress he could commit suicide by jumping off his bed.
I don't think Mr. Larby can be rich, Paul. I saw him last week in the high street trying to nip the bottles out the bottle bank. Oh, God, you think that's bad? Wait till you see this note. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Hardy, will whoever lives in your flat please refrain from unnecessary walking about after 8:30 at night, as I am elderly and fought in the war.
Yeah, probably for the Germans.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Hey, do you remember when it was Bubba Job Week and he made the scouts build him an extension?
Oh, really? He hates kids. I mean, ever since Patty Joe was born, he's always been making these snide remarks about her mixed parentage.
What, just because you're American and Jeremy's English?
No, because I'm a woman and Jeremy's a man.
Oh, hello, Jezza. Yeah, did the old hemorrhoid sign your sick note or what?
No, he didn't, as it happened.
See, I told you. I mean, that guy wouldn't help an old lady cross the road unless it was the M4.
Did he want to charge you for the ink in his signature?
Oh, dear, when Mother Nature was handing out personalities, that bloke must have been in the toilet, and when he came out, then he had scumbag left. Why wouldn't he sign it, then?
He's dead.
Oh, that is just like him. You ask someone the smallest favour, and they just... What did you say?
He's dead.
What, like, dead in the biblical sense?
Dead in every sense.
Oh, Jeremy, just because he wouldn't sign it for you, there was no need to go that far.
Oh, I found him like that. There was no answer, but I found the key on top of the security camera where he leaves it. I let myself in and There he was.
Gee, and we were just talking about him.
What were you saying?
We were just saying what a funny old stick he could be.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, I was quite fond of him, really, in a sort of strange sort of way.
Yeah. I thought he was brilliant. Yeah.
Come on, everyone. This way.
Yeah. What do we have to come down here for? If Mr. Larby's dead, that's his business.
Oh, we can't just leave him here and do nothing. We've got to be good neighbours.
Well, it's a bit late to lend him a cup of sugar.
Oh, for goodness sake, show some respect.
Why?
Well, think of Mr. Larby. This is a very difficult time for him. Well, here's the bedroom. He's in here.
Well, doesn't he look peaceful?
No, Caroline. He looks dead.
Are you sure, though? I mean, perhaps we should attempt to revive him.
Oh, why take a chance? Let's just bury him now.
No. Listen, Kaz is right. Maybe we should roll him over, wrap him in a blanket, pump the water out of his lungs, hit him in the chest, give him the kiss of death, and rub lager in his legs.
Yeah, that ought to finish him off.
Jeremy, what's he doing?
I'm holding a mirror to his face.
Oh, he won't want to see himself in that condition.
No, I'm testing for breath.
Well, we know about his breath. It stank.
Give it a rest, Kit. He is dead.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to like the guy.
Honestly, you guys, 5 minutes ago we were bad-mouthing him, and now all of a sudden he's Albert Schweitzer.
Now, just because he's dead, that doesn't make him a better person.
Well, I think it does. I mean, he's definitely not as grumpy as he used to be.
I don't know. I mean, now that he is dead, I feel sort of closer to him.
What, intellectually, you mean?
Well, he can't hear you. Or perhaps he can. You know, like if you kill a chicken, it's got no head, but it can still run up and down.
Oh, yeah, like Mike Getting.
Look here, I really think we should do something.
Yeah, it's still early. We could nip down to Prince of India for a bite to eat.
With the body.
Jeremy, we can't take him.
That's right. They don't like people who just sit there without eating.
That's enough. This is a sad occasion, and as poor Mr. Larby's neighbours and the parties who discovered this unfortunate circumstance, we have a sombre and solemn responsibility to get rid of the stiff. I mean, to do something with the deceased. So I suggest we all go back upstairs and I'll telephone the police. I'm sure they'll be perfectly willing to take over and initiate the proper procedure.
Well, quite frankly, sir, I can't see what you expect us to do about it.
But there's a dead man in the flat downstairs.
I see. And you're saying he's an intruder, are you?
No, he lives there.
Is he causing a nuisance?
No, he's dead.
What, no loud music, late-night parties, foreign food?
No.
Well, if you haven't got a complaint against him, you're wasting my time. Oh, and that happens to be a criminal offence, so watch it, sunshine, or you'll be dropped well in the frame.
Hey, look, can you just get rid of this corpse? I mean, make him a chief constable or something.
Well, it's not that simple, miss. If this death was an accident, 90% of which happened in the home, that makes it a domestic matter, and we're not allowed to intervene. On the other hand, if one of you would care to confess to the murder, we can call in the CID and things will clip along nicely.
Heck, all right, then. I did it!
Don't worry, Caroline. I'll give you an alibi. I'll say it was Jezza.
Stop being silly, everyone. He can't arrest us and make us confess to something we didn't do.
Well, that depends. Any of you Irish?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Look, he died of natural causes.
Oh, I see. So he fell down the steps in his cell and hanged himself while unconscious with remorse. Yes, we see a lot of that. Well, no need for an inquiry then, so I'll be off.
But, officer, there's a dead man.
We've only got his word for that, sir. Unless he's got a doctor's certificate, he's technically still alive. Well, glad I could be of assistance, so if you could just sign this, sir.
What's that?
It's your statement. I'll fill it in later. Just for me overtime, you understand? Well, cheerio, then.
Technically still alive. Perhaps he's an undead, flesh-eating zombie.
Nah, coppers are always like that.
I think he's right, though. I'll get on the phone. If you want to ensure that someone's dead, you call in a professional.
What are you, ringing the SAS?
Close, RGP. This is all becoming tediously complicated. Well, here I am. What seems to be the trouble? Been in the wars, have we?
No, Doctor. Someone has died.
I'd best be the judge of who's dead and who isn't. Now, if the little ladies would like to pop their vests off, I'll have a quick look at them.
No, Doctor. Downstairs.
Ah, the plumbing. That's more like it. I'll get the spinner.
Oh, hey,
Hey, we don't need an examination.
That's okay, Caroline. This guy didn't need to pass one either. Listen, there's a man downstairs who is dead.
Oh, dear, you people nowadays. You watch one episode of Emergency Ward 10 and you think you know what's good for you. I blame all this alternative medicine you have. Acupuncture, aromatherapy, anaesthetics. This fellow you're worried about is probably just down in the dumps. Get him to take a couple of these after meals and he'll be right as rain and twice as normal. Goodbye!
Well, I didn't think much of your doctor, Jeremy. I mean, if you were dead, he'd be no help to you at all.
It's all right, Caroline. Calm down and put your vest back on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kit, what are you doing?
I'm calling the undertaker. I want this guy boxed up before Christmas.
Good evening. Gormenghast and Jollyknob, funeral directors. Lionel Jollyknob speaking. How may I help you at this difficult time?
Oh, sorry, were you in the middle of something?
Yes. Yes, I was, actually, but I'll just wipe my hands. Now, how can I help you?
Right, well, do you have a takeaway service? I mean, do you deliver? I mean, collect.
Madam, do I take it that someone has gone over to the other side?
No, I think he's still a Tory.
No, madam, I mean, has someone close departed? Have they gone before?
No, I think it's his first time.
Sorry, madam, I don't quite understand.
Listen, he cashed in his chips, bit the big weenie, grilled his cheese, gone to play harp with the Ectoplasm 5, taken a walk to the thrift store to see who's wearing his clothes.
Ah, I see. Well, our prices start at £2,000 for the basic chipboard with foam lining and rise to £8,000 for the deluxe model with stereo headphones. Shall I invoice the next of kin, Access Visa, Barker card?
Look, we're just his neighbors. We can't afford that kind of money.
In that case, I'm afraid you're lumbered, Mrs. Goodnight.
$8,000 to take him to the cemetery? God, it would be almost cheaper to stick him in a minicab.
Look, I think the logical thing now is to go back downstairs, search through Mr. Larby's effects and documents, and see if we can find any trace of the family.
Oh, no.
But come on, there's nothing to be afraid of. Follow me. As long as I don't have to go first. Not much here. Find anything, girls?
No.
Anything in the kitchen, Paul?
No, just some snacks and some toast with a bit of marmalade.
There are very few papers of any sort, let alone stuff about a family.
Oh, hang on, what's this?
Oh, what have you found, Jezza? Is that a legal document?
Not exactly, it's his poll tax bill.
Oh, so that's what killed him.
Oh, well, cheers, everyone.
Paul, you can't just help yourself to his drinks cabinet.
Yeah, you're right, Jezza. It's too heavy. We'll have to empty it first. Scotch, Caroline?
No, thanks. I'm all right with this, Jen.
Kitty?
Yeah, just freshen my martini, will you?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Come on, Jezza. We're only, disposing of his liquid assets.
Oh, all right, since everybody else is.
Oh, like it's sad, isn't it? I mean, this is all that's left of what was once a human being.
Yeah, that must have been before we knew him.
I mean, just some pathetic scribbles and a few worthless belongings.
Yeah, like this brand new power drill. You know, I think he would have wanted me to have this.
How do you figure that out?
Well, I asked him to lend it to me recently. He said over my dead body. Oh, well, we finished the scotch. Better start on the brandy.
I better take that when it's empty, Paul. I'm into recycling glass, especially when it's Waterford crystal. Right. Jeremy? Jeremy, Annie?
I'm in the kitchen. Oh. I thought I'd better clear this stuff out. It'll only go off.
I don't think a tea set will go off, Jeremy.
Oh, you can't be too careful, Caroline, you know. It's bone china, very fragile.
Well, I'd like to steal this pencil case.
It's not stealing, Caroline.
Oh, no.
Of course not.
Oh, good, then I'll take the writing desk as well.
Why, you can't do that. I saw it first.
No, you didn't. I had dibs on it.
Okay, I'll swap you the writing desk for the chaise longue.
Yeah, wait a minute. Since when have you owned the chaise longue?
Since you started trying on his clothes.
Well, I'm only wearing them for safekeeping.
Oh, this is awful. We shouldn't be squabbling over Mr. Larby's possessions.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We'll sell him and split the money.
Right.
Right, come on in. Let's drink a toast to him.
Oh, is this all that's left? British sherry?
No, don't worry. I've mixed the creme de menthe with it. Here, come on. Here's to Mr. Larby, one of the nicest dead people I've ever known. Larby.
Here's to our old friend, Mr. Larby. Gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah, I can see him now.
Yeah, close the bedroom door, Caroline. He's putting me off me perno. Well, here's to life.
You know, it makes you think. Death comes to us all. Whatever our station in life, we are all equals before the reaper. The rich man in his castle, the poor man at his gate, the prince and the showgirl, the seven-year itch, seven dwarves to seven samurai. They are all united in death in Venice.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. You know, a very wise man once said, well, actually it was me, but anyway, I said, life is for the living, because the dead don't need it anymore.
Yeah, too many cooks soil the broth.
I don't want to bring everybody down, but what should we do about that dead bloke in the other room?
In New Zealand.
I don't know what he said in New Zealand. It's miles away.
No, the sister's in New Zealand.
Ah, perhaps she knows what he said.
Well, it doesn't matter now. He's dead anyway.
That's very true. But I feel we should make some sort of gesture. Kids, stop that.
Hey, look, there's only one thing for it. We'll have to bury him ourselves. Here, give him a DIY funeral.
Paul, you can't just paper over him.
No. Listen, boys, we'll make our own ceremony.
You think we should bury him standing up?
Oh, we better take some deck chairs. I'm a bit pissed.
Yeah, right, I think. I'll go and get the cortina started. Now, listen, you wrap him up in something. We don't want him to catch his death or he won't feel the benefit. I'll see you outside in a couple of minutes. Right, OK, this should do.
You don't think we're too near the swings? Hey, what if the park keeper comes?
This is common land. We can do whatever we want. Except give Mr. Larby a go on the slide, because he's over 14.
Shall we scatter him to the four winds?
Yeah, could do. A bit tricky without cremating him first. Come on, hey, bring him this way.
Careful, don't drop him.
Keep him steady, gently. That's it.
Well done, Kit, well done.
Yeah, you know, you guys could have given me a hand. This guy weighs a ton.
I think the time has come for someone to say a few appropriate words.
What, you mean like, can we go home now?
No, listen, leave it to me. I shall conduct a simple but moving secular ceremony. Yeah. Dearly beloved, Madame et Monsieur, Darman and Heron, Monaco, Nil Point. We are gathered here in the sight of God and man and all who sail in her. So if anybody knows any just impediment why this man should not be joined in holy deadlock, let them eat cake or forever rest in peace. Here comes the corpse! Here comes the corpse! All right, listen, in closing, I'd just like to say that I declare this grave well and truly open. You've been a great congregation. Thank you very much. Good night. Right, come on then. Better start digging. It takes ages to dig a grave, you know.
Yep, particularly without a shovel.
Oh, Caroline, why didn't you bring a shovel?
I brought the hymn books and the potting soil. I thought Jeremy was bringing the shovel.
I brought a picnic. Kit, what did you bring?
The body.
Well, a body's no use without a shovel.
Well, I know that. I didn't bring this guy to the park for a date.
Paul, why didn't you bring a shovel?
Because I had to push the pram.
Keep the bush down and wake the baby. Sorry.
Look, I've got an idea.
Kit, what are you doing?
I'm putting your anorak on it. Yeah. Give him a notebook and leave him by the station. People will think he's his train spotter.
No, we shouldn't deny him a heroic veteran's military funeral, even if he was an irredeemably foul old sod. I suggest we accord him the full rights of a Viking warrior, place him in a longboat, build a funeral pile, and sail him to Valhalla.
Yeah, we can stick him on the boat and con and set fire to him. Brilliant. Here, listen, we'll use the pram to get him down there. Out you get, Paddy Joe.
Oh, there, shh, Paddy. Okay, I've got his legs.
Oh, blimey, he's a dead weight. Right, there we are. Oh, right, come on, just down this way a bit.
Like it's a bit final burning him. I mean, what if they come up with a cure for death?
Well, that's right, Caroline. You know, in California, death is seen as a form of low self-esteem. So, like, you know, people pay to have their bodies frozen.
No, you don't have to pay for that in England. You just have to be a pensioner. Right, here we are then. Heave him out.
Righto, Caroline, grab hold of that rowing boat.
All right. There. Come in, Mr. Larby. Your time is up.
Right. In he goes.
Now we need some symbolic money to pay the ferryman to the underworld.
Okay, I'll throw in his wallet. There's not much left in it anyway.
And food and drink to sustain him on his journey.
There's one liver sausage sandwich left, that'll do.
Yes, you can have the rest of this vodka and all.
Oh, I noticed you get that very quiet, Paul.
Yeah, it must have just, like, slipped into my pocket.
The whole case?
Well...
Right, anything else he needs?
Change for the phone?
No, I'll give him a pencil so he can send us a postcard when he gets to Switzerland.
Right, matches to light the pyre.
Right, here you go.
Are you sure this is going to work?
What could possibly go wrong?
Change of plan. We'll shove him out into the middle, the boat will fill up with water, and we'll call it Barry Lutzy. Agreed?
Yeah, he'll go down with his ship like there, Davy Jones' locker.
Is that where the monkeys keep their maracas? Come on, everybody, let's go home and get some cocoa. I mean, there's no point staying around.
Oh, I feel awful. I'd better call in sick today. It's just as well I'm self-employed.
Oh, God, where am I? Oh, dear, I think I've been ill in the bed.
No, Jezzer, I think that was me.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I don't know. I can remember waking up in the middle of the night and everything had gone white. Then I realised I had my head down the toilet.
Can anybody remember what we did last night?
Somewhere.
Kazza, where did you spring from?
I sat in the bath. Look, my fingers are all shriveled up.
Oh, dear, we must have had a good night last night. I feel terrible.
Well, I'd better draw the curtains. We'll have to face it sometime.
Only we could remember what we did.
Oh, Mr. Larby!
God, that's right. Mr. Larby. He's at the bottom of the boating pond.
No, he's not. He's just outside. He's coming to the front door.
Hey?
Oh, God, he's coming to haunt us. We didn't bury him right, so he's stalking the earth to punish us.
Hey, look, he's got the police with him.
No, they're holding him up. Everything's fine. He's still dead. They've obviously just found the body and they want to ask us a few questions.
Oh, my God. Now, listen, no. Here, don't panic. Now, listen, we all know what to do.
Paul, get out of that wardrobe. All right. Come on, everybody. Just stick together. The thing to remember is that we'll all be perfectly all right as long as we just keep our nerve. Good morning, officer. It's a fair cop. You've got a spank to rights. We'll come quietly.
I didn't do anything. I'm an American.
Glad someone's in. We couldn't get an answer downstairs.
No, you wouldn't. He's dead.
Yeah, we found this neighbour of yours, somewhat the worse for wear, lying in a rowing boat in the park. Obviously intoxicated, stiff as a board, resonating with alcoholic substances. By investigating his wallet, which contained his address, we were able to deduce where he lives. Well, keep them peeled.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye, officers. Goodbye. In you come, Mr. Larby. That's it. Come in here.
Oh. Yeah, that was a close thing. Yeah, give me a hand to put him on the sofa.
Right, hang on. There we are.
Oh, what are we going to do with him now?
Well, we could make him up a bed in the spare room.
I'd offer to have him at my place, but it's a bit of a mess at the moment.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Mr. Larby, you've had your fun. The party's over now. It's time to go.
Right. We should have done this in the first place.
I'm calling the council.
Yep.
Hello, Town Hall.
Hello. I'd like to make an inquiry.
Sorry, we don't deal with inquiries.
Well, who does deal with inquiries?
Inquiries deals with inquiries. You'll have to speak to them.
What's their number?
I'm sorry, we don't give out people's numbers.
Well, can you put me through?
No, but I'll try and connect you. Oh.
Hello, general inquiries.
Yes, good morning. I've got an inquiry about a dead guy.
That would be a specific inquiry. Sorry, I can't help you.
But I have this dead guy in my house.
I'll put you through to Marriage Garden.
Look, darling, I've told you not to phone me at work. Can't you see it's all over between us?
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Marriage Guidance, can I help you?
Well, it's about this guy. I don't know how to put it.
I'll send you a leaflet.
No, silly, the guy is dead.
I see, and is your relationship suffering as a result?
Look, Dr. Ruth, I've got a corpse and I need to dispose of it.
Oh, I'll just put you through to amenities.
Hello, amenities. I'll just put you on hold while I go to lunch.
Wait a minute. I have 15p. Can I just buy a graveyard? Look. Just put me through to the refuse department.
Hold on, I'll see if they're back from their holiday.
lad. Empty's department. Manager just happened to be walking past the office speaking.
Listen, if this dead guy doesn't get moved from my living room, there's going to be a few more like him littering town hall.
If you have bulky refuse, the council can only dispose of it if it is correctly bagged and sealed. Thank you, Al. Goodbye.
Right, I'll need some, well, let's see, bin liners, strong rope, electric carving knife, yes. Oh, well, they're here. I better hurry up.
I'll get it.
Hello? I'm looking for Mr. Larby.
Oh, thank God for that. We've had no end of trouble getting rid of the stupid old buzzard. He's been hanging around like a guff under a duvet. So, are you the body bailiff or the corpse clerk or what? Oh, yeah. Oh, that Mr. Larby.
I'm afraid he's not here.
Yeah, he's on the sofa, but he's dead.
Dead tired. So he's resting in peace. Having a rest. He's gone away for good. I mean, for a good rest.
Ah, there you are, Peter. My goodness, you're looking well. Of course, it has been 30 years. Oh, I look an absolute wreck. I had a terrible time getting here. I'm absolutely dead. Well, I must say, Peter, you don't seem very pleased to see me. Peter?
Oh, my goodness. Do you know, I think he's just dying. Just this second. Isn't that the most extraordinary thing? If you'd been here 5 minutes earlier, he was jumping around like nobody's business. What a nuisance to you after coming all this way.
Should we wrap him in the bin liners, or do you want to take him as he is?
Caroline!
What are you saying?
I'll tell you, this knife could be a bit sharper. But I think it'll do the trick.
Tick! Mr. Larby's dead.
Well, I sincerely hope so. Otherwise, he's got a little bit of explaining to do.
Just now. Just before his sister came round.
Oh, my God. He is dead.
Oh, well. C'est la vie. Oh, that's life, as the French say.
Yeah, you know, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
No use crying over spilled milk.
Are you all right?
No. This has all been rather a shock. I'm feeling a bit...
Oh, no, not another one.
Oh, dear, they're dropping like flies. And talking of flies in the ointment, our chums appear to be well and truly in the soup. Are they undone? And to continue this rather elegantly contrived theme, let's become flies on the wall of the Hardys' living room a day later to find out how this gripping, if rather gratuitously morbid, tale concludes.
Right. To absent friends.
To absent friends.
And to Mr. Larby as well.
Oh, what a lovely wake. Hey, we should do this more often. Thank goodness Mr. Larby's sister wasn't really dead and she'd only fainted.
Yes, and thank goodness she woke up and jumped out of the dust cart just in time.
Just as well she saw the funny side.
Yeah, she turned out to be a really good sport. I mean, I reckon playing strip poker for Mr. Larby's belongings was very fair.
And wasn't it lucky she knew the correct procedure for interring Mr. Larby's remains?
Yeah, that skip was a stroke of genius.
Well, I'll say one thing for old Mr. Larby. He was more of a pain in the arse dead than he ever was alive.
Yeah, it's so irresponsible to think you can just go ahead and die without making the proper arrangements.
Yeah, imagine if it was left to a bunch of idiots to deal with everything.
Which brings me to the subject of my will.
Ah, it's all right, Chester. We'll give you a hand.
You'll sign it.
No, we'll just divide your stuff up now.
Backside stereo.
No, I'm his next of kin.
Yeah, but you're a girl. You can have his underwear.
Ew.
I'll have it.
All right. I get the train set.
Oh, I like that.
You have been listening to At Home with the Hardys, starring Jeremy Hardy, Kit Hollaback, Caroline Neddy and Paul B. Davis. The script was written by Paul B. Davis, Jeremy Hardy, Kit Hollaback and Pete Sinclair. The producer was David Tyler. And join us next week when Round Britain Quiz comes from the contestants' own homes in Highgate Cemetery, followed by a special spoof edition of Weekending with jokes in it.